It's Tuned to Yesterday, delivering programs from radio's golden age. Welcome, I'm your host, Mark Levanier. In this hour, drama from the NBC Star Playhouse, bringing us an adaptation of a boxing story, The Champion, featuring James Cagney as leading man in what is now considered to be a very rare radio broadcast. This from January 3rd, 1954.
The NBC Star Playhouse. NBC presents James Cagney, Frederick March, Rex Harrison, Lily Palmer, and many other of the most eminent actors of our time transcribed in the NBC Star Playhouse. Here's our host, John Chapman, drama critic of the New York Daily News, to introduce this week's star and play. Mr. Chapman.
Thank you. This week's star is James Cagney. This week's play is Champion, a radio adaptation of a notable story by the late Ring Lardner. It seems to me that Cagney, Lardner, and the story should make a practically perfect combination. And as soon as I stop talking, we all will be able to find out for ourselves. Jim Cagney and a Star Playhouse company are out in Hollywood. And the rest of us NBC Star Playhouse workers are here in New York, ready to listen just as you are. Before we start, though, a couple of words more. Lardner's tough and touching story of the prize fight business is a classic in American fiction. And I would say that Jim Cagney, who also is both tough and touching, is something of a classic among American actors. There is nobody else quite like him in all of Hollywood. And we are proud that he has joined us as one of our Playhouse stars. So, Jim, let's begin with Champion.
Hey, Lan.
Yeah?
Charlie wants to know about the Sunday column.
Yeah, what's eating him? I got till tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you know how he is. Get sort of nervous.
Yeah, he's in the wrong business.
Yeah, we're all in the wrong business. Look at me. You know what I've got for tomorrow? Ski jumping at Bear Mountain. I told him to pull it off the AP sports wire. So he tells me I got a hard enough time justifying seven men on a sports desk in the winter. That's all I've got to do is run the AP sports wire.
What's the job?
Yeah, it's cold at Bear Mountain. I wish I was a personality like you.
I've covered ski jumping.
Well, yeah, but a column. No, that's the racket. If you've got nothing better to do, you can use old stories about Dizzy Dean, or if you're real desperate, you can write one of those your Mickey Mantle pieces, like Jimmy Cannon.
I don't get that desperate.
What'll I tell Charlie about Sunday?
Add color on Midge Kelly. His manager's coming around in half an hour.
You seen him fight last night?
Last night was my night off.
Well, he can really hit that Midge Kelly. You don't see hitters anymore.
I might use that. You call him a throwback to Henry Armstrong. I'll get a load from his manager.
Where does a guy like Kelly come from?
The gutter. All good fighters come from the gutter, whether it's Rivington Street, Lenox Avenue, the south side of Chicago, or Scranton, PA. Some place where it looks good to be beat punchy for a couple of bucks.
Yeah, I suppose so. What about Kelly?
I don't know.
Do you ever do any writing?
Every day, 500 words.
No, I mean writing.
Oh, no.
Did you ever think you wanted to take a guy like this Kelly and find out what was really behind it?
I thought of it.
How would you do it?
Well, find out where he came from, I guess. Talk to his people, his family, neighbors. I don't know.
Yeah. Wonder what they'd have to say about Kelly.
Nobody's going to ask him.
But suppose you did. It's an interesting idea.
We're not paid to write profiles for the New Yorker.
It's an interesting idea. What would people say about Kelly? People who knew him before he was champion. Interesting.
Mitch scored his first knockout when he was 17. I know, because it was me. I was his brother Connie, 3 years younger. It wasn't much of a match because I'm a cripple. I've got one bad leg. That made it easier for Midge. It was in Chicago. We lived on the second floor of a wooden house, a split in a holler from the stockyards. I still live there. I had half a dollar. I got it from a lady who missed me by an inch with a car. It was a new half dollar, shiny. And I had it on the arm of the chair, looking at it shine. I didn't know Midge was in the house, or I wouldn't have done it.
What do you got there?
What? Nothing.
You're a one-legged liar.
I haven't got nothing, honest, Midge.
You got your hand over it. I saw you.
No.
Let loose.
No, Midge, no.
I said let loose.
Let go of me. Let go of my arm.
Shut up. Nothing, huh? All right, if it's nothing, you don't want it.
Give that back.
You're busting them out, you skimpy liar. Where'd you steal it?
I didn't steal it. It's mine. A lady gave it to me after she nearly hit me with a car.
Yeah, too bad she missed you.
You can't take it. It's mine.
I already got it. So long. Thanks.
No! No, Miss Wade. It's mine. It's my money. You can't take it.
You better stay where you're at.
I want my money. I'm not going to let you take it. You give it back to me. You hear? You give it back.
You'll keep away from me.
I want it back.
I know what you want.
Listen, Miss, please. Please, Miss.
You asked for it. That enough? Or do you want this, too? I guess that'll hold you. Well? Half a buck. So long, kid.
Connie, have you seen my...
Connie, what is it? Connie! Oh, holy mother. Connie! Mrs. Dorgan!
Yes?
Oh, Mrs. Dorgan, it's terrible. Oh, Mrs. Dorgan.
Well, what is it, Mrs.
Kennedy? You're as white as a sheet.
My Connie, my poor little Connie. He's laying there on the floor.
Oh, no.
Oh, will you run for Dr. Bryan on the corner?
Right away. Mary, take the cabbage off the back of the stove. All right, now, Mrs. Kelly, I'll have Dr. Ryan here. Quicker than you can say Jack Robinson. Oh, Mrs. Kelly, was he dead?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, for the love of God, Mrs. Dorgan, bring Dr. Ryan quick.
Doctor? Dr. Ryan?
Oh, Mrs. Dorgan.
You've come from the Kelly?
Well...
How is poor little Connie?
He had a bad fall.
Oh, how did it happen?
Well...
It's a cold night, Dr. Ryan. Would you like to step in for a cup of tea?
That does sound inviting.
Yeah. You just sit in the chair there, the one with the lace doily.
Thank you.
I'll have the water to a boil in a flash. Well, how did it happen?
Well, I would almost bet he was knocked down.
Knocked down?
Have you seen the other one lately?
Michael? No, not since morning. Oh, you can't be thinking it.
I wouldn't put it past him, Mrs. Dorgan. The lad's mouth is swollen and cut, and his poor skinny little leg is bruised. From the look, he was kicked.
Oh.
Connie surely didn't do it to himself. I think Ellen Kelly suspects the other one.
Oh, Lord save us. Directly I've made your tea, I'll run up and see if I can help.
There's a good woman.
Perhaps we'd best not wait for the kettle. It'd save time if I served you something easier to hand.
That's a very neighborly thought, Mrs. Dorgan. Very neighborly.
Yeah? What are you doing up?
I've been sitting by your brother's bedside.
Was he making trouble again?
I had Dr. Ryan for him.
Well, you save your money.
That's no way to talk.
Oh, listen, I'm sorry. You want something?
Michael.
Well, what's the matter?
Michael.
What's the matter?
You know what's the matter.
I don't know nothing.
Don't lie to me, Michael. What did you do to your brother?
Nothing.
You hit him.
Well, and I hit him. What of it? Ain't the first time.
You struck your brother, Michael, who can't walk, who's too weak to strike back.
The kid still had a buck over me. When I went after it, he cracked me with his crutch, so I nailed him. He thinks he can get away with anything because he's a lousy cripple.
Michael Kelly.
You keep awaiting me, Ma.
Michael?
Now lay off me, Ma. I don't want to fight no woman.
You're wicked. You're no good, Michael Kelly.
Stop where you're at, Ma.
You're a coward, Michael Kelly. You're a gutless coward.
I warned you, Ma. Now let go of me. Let go of me. Ma, I'm warning you. You ain't hurt, Ma. You're lucky I didn't land good. I told you to lay off me.
Oh, God forgive you, Michael.
I'm getting out of here. I'm sick and tired of two of you whining and lying about me. And don't try to stop me, neither.
God forgive you, Michael.
Midge Kelly came into Milwaukee in an empty boxcar with 75 cents he took from a friend in a pool room in Chicago. I didn't meet him until 6 months later. I'm Lou Hirsch. I was in Duane's saloon after the fight at the Star Club. Midge usually went to Neiman's up the block. There was a soft-hearted German bartender there with steak and the drinks and the promise that he'd settle up as soon as he got some money. He had the money now, so he came in at Duane's.
Give me a shot.
Hey, you want the chaser?
Yeah, another shot.
Okay.
Come on.
You been out in the desert?
Never mind that crack, paw.
Pardon me.
What do you want?
Was you in the first bout tonight?
Yeah.
My name's Hirsch, Lou Hirsch.
Yeah?
Oh, I don't want to butt in, but I'd like to buy you a drink.
All right, but don't overstrain yourself.
Yeah, that's real good. Hey, Johnny, two shots here.
Okay, Lou.
Just leave the bottle.
Who says so?
It's all right, Johnny.
Okay.
You should give that Dempsey a trimming tonight. I thought you'd kill him.
Whatever, if I hadn't let up. I'll kill them all.
You got a wallop, all right.
Boy, I got the wallop. See, I got a kick like a mule. Did you notice the muscles in my shoulders?
Notice them. I couldn't help but notice them. I says to the guy next to me, look at them shoulders. No wonder he can hit, I says to him.
Just let me land in it. Goodbye, baby. Let me have that bottle.
Oh, yeah, sure. You fight here in Milwaukee before?
Nah. Yeah. You know what they give me with this lousy prelim tonight? $12. I could lick the whole card.
You sure could.
Give me a chance now. I'll kill them all.
I saw Midge every night for a week. That was great. I could stand at the bar and listen to him talk about himself, and all I had to do was buy every time his glass was empty. We went to Duane's one night. Midge had just challenged the whole middleweight division when I got a look at the clock over the bar.
Oh, they're afraid of me, that matchmaker.
Hey, Midge, I gotta duck out now.
What's the matter? You got half the bottle left.
I got a date. I gotta go home and clean up, put on my Sunday clothes.
A date, huh?
Yeah, she's the prettiest little thing in Milwaukee.
Can't you fix it for two?
Yes, I don't know.
What's the matter? Don't you want me along with you?
No, it isn't that, Midge. Hey, wait, I got a sister, and if she ain't busy, it'll be okay.
Your sister?
She ain't bad looking.
What's her name?
Emma.
Emma?
Emma. She's okay, Midge, honest. She likes a good time.
Okay, I'll take a chance.
You're a wonderful dancer, Midge. Very light.
Yeah.
A girl can tell.
Oh, yeah. You gotta be light on your feet if you're a fighter.
You think dancing is like boxing?
Yeah, only you're a lot prettier than that there Dempsey.
Oh, Midge.
You think I'm a good dancer, huh?
Girl can tell by a man's hand. The way he holds you in the back. And some boys just practically lean on you.
You mean like this?
Oh.
Yeah, sure.
The way you dance is just like floating.
Midge.
Hello, Lou.
Listen, Midge, I want to talk to you. Did you order a bottle or wait about a bottle at the table?
Why not?
Well, you got to pay for the bottle in advance. It's a rule.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you ordered it. Sometimes they try to clip you.
Yeah, I ordered it.
Well, I laid out for you, Midge. It's $4.
Yeah? Well, thanks, Lou. Thanks.
But
You'll excuse us? Emma and me want to finish this dance.
See you later, Lou.
But... Okay.
It's still Lou and Stephen.
Back there somewhere.
I think Stephen.
Yeah, walking slow.
You think maybe we should wait for them?
They probably want to be alone, you know.
I suppose so. Oh, it's a lovely night, isn't it?
Yeah. Listen, Emma.
You like to walk to yourself at night?
Hmm?
I do. I know a girl isn't supposed to, but I like to just walk in the park at night or on the street. Just watch the lights in the window.
Yeah, you do?
Well, I don't go out dancing much.
Why not? Pretty girl like you.
Not really.
Sure you are.
You really think so? Huh.
I said so, didn't I?
I don't think Lou thinks I'm pretty.
Hey, he's your brother. How would he know?
I suppose not. Don't you think we should wait for them?
They probably sat down on a bench. Yeah. We can wait here.
I don't know if we should.
Well, you can sit down.
Well, I am tired after all that dancing. Oh, I love dancing.
Listen. Listen, honey.
You like me, Nick? No, really, I mean it. I'm serious. It's very important to me.
Yeah, sure I like you.
Nick, please.
Well, what's the matter? Don't you want me to kiss you?
I don't know.
Well, make up your mind.
Oh, you're not mad, are you?
No, I'm not mad.
It's all right, Nick. Kiss me. They might see us.
Oh.
Lou, Susie.
Ah, they won't.
They won't?
He came down Jackson Street to get the trolley. He's taking her home.
Oh, I see.
Well, they won't bother us. You understand?
It was a talent Midge had. Making someone else settle, finding somebody to buy at the bar, borrowing a dollar till a mile. But finally he ran out. He went in to see Doc Hammond, who booked the fights at the Star. Doc looked at him, chewing his unlighted cigar.
You looked all right in the prelims.
All right. I killed him.
Yeah. You're a green kid.
You can take all those stumble bums you book with my hands in my pocket.
You're a fresh kid, too.
Listen, I don't have to take a lot of bull from you. You want to book me for the next show? All right.
I could put you with Tracy.
The kid from St. Paul?
He'd probably walk right through you.
What's in it?
20, if you win.
20? Oh, listen, Jock, have a heart. Didn't I look good in there the other night?
You looked all right. A little clumsy, but all right.
As I murdered him. A lousy $20.
You ain't no Sugar Ray Robinson.
I ain't scared of Robinson or none of them.
I don't pay boxers on how hard they blow. I'm offering this Tracy bout. Take it or leave it.
Oh, listen, Jock, 50. 50, I'm worth it.
20. Take it or leave it.
All right. I'm on. All right, Johnny, you're shot.
No soap.
What are you talking about?
Listen, Kelly, you already got a tab here as long as my arm. You got any money?
Money? Why do you give me money? I got a booking at the Star for Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah, with Tracy, 10 rounds. Listen, Saturday after the fight, I'll be rolling in dough.
Come in after the fight, I'll give you a shot. After you pick up the tab.
Now, listen, Johnny, the money is as good as in your tin box right now. How's about it?
Listen, Kelly, I dropped into Neiman's up the street for a beer yesterday. August tells me you run 22 bucks there before he got wise to you. I wouldn't give you a set for run on credit.
Why are you cheating?
Keep your hooks off the free lunch.
That lousy garbage ought to be seen dead eating it.
Yeah, now beat it, Kelly. I'm busy.
You lousy no
Hi,
good.
Kelly. What do you want? I'm Wilkes. Alan W. Wilkes.
Yeah?
I'm Tracy's manager.
So?
He's a great boy, Tracy. Got a lot of talent. A lot of talent.
Yeah. He's a real killer.
How do you feel about this go, Kelly?
Me? I feel all right.
What do you mean? How do I feel?
I mean, we're mighty anxious to win.
Yeah?
Yeah, the boy's got a chance in Philly if he tops this one.
What's your proposition?
$50.
What do you think I am, a crook? Me lie down with $50? Not me.
Ah, don't get excited, Kelly. What do you get if you win from Hammond? $20, right? Any way you look at it, you're $30 in the hole. Now, Tracy's on his way up. I can make connections. I can get him a match in Philly.
I ought to bust you right in the mouth.
All right, 75.
Come on outside. I'm going to call a cop.
Ah, now, listen, Kelly. Don't be a fool. Tracy can hit. You want to get your head handed to you to maybe win 20 lousy bucks? Make it 80.
85.
Okay, 85.
In advance.
Now, listen, how do I know that you won't...
In advance, or I'll knock your boy right out of the club.
All right.
Let's have the dough.
Well, not here. Come on outside.
Yeah, sure. This is a cheap saloon anyway. I was thinking of taking my business down the street to sign.
Listen, Kelly.
Kelly.
Cut it out, you know, the poor fucker. You're wide awake as I am.
Huh?
You took a dive.
Oh, me? That Tracy can hit.
He stopped you with a terrific slap on the forearm.
So what?
Get out of my club, you bum. I don't want to ever see you around here again.
I don't need your crummy hole anyway.
Don't think you can get booked anyplace else in town. By the time I get through with you, no matchmaker in Milwaukee use you to empty the water bucket. Now get your clothes on and get out.
Yeah, you all right, Dan?
Yeah, sure I am.
Well, I hear you were knocked out. I was afraid.
Yeah, clown never touched me. I slipped.
Oh, I cried.
Yeah, what for?
I thought you were hurt.
What do you say?
Oh, Mitch, please. Where are you going?
Over the sign. I'm as dry as a bone.
Oh, wait a minute, Mitch. I want to tell you something.
Yeah, I'll be back, maybe.
Mitch, wait a minute. You got to listen to me. Mitch, you've got to.
Look, Emma, I don't got to do nothing.
Mitch, darling, listen.
Get your hands off me.
When will you be back?
Maybe later. Maybe. Now get out of my way.
Kelly.
What do you want?
You going somewhere, Kelly?
What to tell you?
You taking a train somewhere?
Chicago. What are you going to do about it?
Take your suitcase, Lord.
Hey, what are you doing? Let go of my suitcase.
You ain't going nowhere, Kelly.
What are you talking about? Who do you think you are?
I'm employed by Emma Hirsch's mother.
What are you talking about?
Don't start anything, Kelly.
You crazy or something?
Mrs. Hirsch says you shouldn't go nowhere now. He wants you to stay here in town.
Poor guy don't want it.
You ain't got no choice. Come on. They're waiting for you.
Who's waiting? What are you talking about?
Your wife.
You're crazy. I ain't got no wife.
You will have. Now get moving.
Mitch, it wasn't my idea. I didn't want to. Mama made me. And Lou... Please believe me. I told him I didn't want it this way. Honest, I did. Mama cried. She said she was glad Papa was dead. She said if he was alive, he'd tear his clothes and sit in mourning for me. Well, Lou was talking crazy. He wanted to get a gun. He wanted to kill you. I couldn't let him do that. Don't you understand? Lou said nobody could spin on his sister like that. He was just wild. You can't imagine. I mean, he's always so quiet. Please, darling. Can't we just forget it happened this way? I'm glad I'm married to you. Really, I am. I love you, Mitch.
can't we? Doesn't they believe we decided to get married? Oh, Midge, please. Please don't just sit there. Midge, I'm your wife. We're married. I love you. Oh, Midge, say something, please.
I ran across Midge in a saloon across from the Pleasant Club in Philly. I'm Tommy Haley. I've managed good boys before Midge. Had a reputation in Philly. Had a boy fighting at the club, and I was sitting in the saloon waiting for McCann to count the dough and come over. When this little bum blowed in with the cinders from the freight yard still in his ears.
What do you mean my credit ain't good? All right, don't shout and don't get tough.
No good bum. Hey, mister.
Yeah?
Shooting a club over there?
Yeah.
You in boxing?
I'm Haley. I got a couple of fighters.
Yeah, I figured that. I seen you was reading the Ring magazine.
What do you want?
Look, I'm running pretty low. See, I could use a shot. How'd you like to lend me a buck?
What is it, an honor or something?
Well, you don't have to get wise about it.
Sit down. I'll buy one for you.
Hey, Jocko, give me a shot.
Thanks.
Who are you?
Mid Kelly, I'm a fighter.
Yeah? I never heard of you.
Well, I've been out in Milwaukee. I fought a couple of 10 rounders.
You win?
You're kidding. Couldn't nobody touch me.
How come you ain't still in Milwaukee?
I had a bad break. I had a cold, see? They matched me with Tracy. I had a cold, you see? I couldn't breathe through my nose. It was a fluke.
Mm.
But the book has got it down on me, you know.
Fluke, huh?
Yeah, I could have killed him or I could have breathed through my nose. Mr. Haley, you get a match with Tracy again and I'll murder him.
You're good, huh?
You bet I'm good. Hey, where's that drink?
Listen, I don't know how good or how rotten you are, but you won't ever get nowhere training on that stuff.
If I could get a chance, I'd cut it out.
Listen, Kelly, you come down to the gym tomorrow morning and I'll get you a couple of rounds with one of the boys. If you're any good, I'll take you on. I'll give you a chance if you lay off the sword.
All right. Sure, Mr. Haley.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Over here, Jocko.
Listen, Mr. Haley.
Yeah?
I left Milwaukee in a hurry, you see, and I didn't get a chance to get to the bank.
Yeah. Here's $5. And spend it on food.
Well, Haley, I'm going to get me a bout.
Well, you look like you can hit, Kelly.
I can hit.
I might get you something with Smiley Sayer, but you got to get ready.
I'm ready now.
You eat and sleep for 6 weeks. Stay off the polish, and maybe you'll be ready.
I could take him right now.
I said 6 weeks. Ourselves anymore. He might get down to 37 in a pinch. If he got below that, a mouse could stop him.
Well, what are you going to do, Tommy? He's a welterweight.
Yeah.
He's grown like a weed in the past 6 months. I told him, I says, if he don't quit growing, there won't be anybody here to box. Only Marciana. And he says, well, I wouldn't run away from Marciana if I weighed 20 pounds. You must hate yourself.
I never seen a good one that didn't, and Midge is a good one. I want you to get him in good shape, Dan.
You can't fight Walsh if you can't make the weight.
Too late now. I won't make no holler, though, if we can match him up with a Dutchman.
Yeah, who do you mean?
Jet, the welder champ. Wouldn't get so much dough for the bout itself, but we're rolling afterwards. Could be a real drawing card.
But it's...
Listen, Dan, the people pay the money to see the walloping. We keep the title as long as Midge can make the weight.
You can land a match with Jet?
Sure, he needs the money. But I'm not going to.
No?
Nah. I went careful with Mitch so far, and look at the results I got.
You ain't going to have no trouble with Bud Cross tonight?
Midge stopped them twice before. They like to see that haymaker of Midge's. And they like to see it land on somebody who won't jump out of the ring the first time it lands. Now, Cross will stay in there and take it.
Well, then you got no worries.
Midge has given me trouble, though. He wants gets now.
Well, I should think the kid would do anything you tell him after all you've done for him.
You got a contract with him?
No, no, I don't need no contract. He knows it's me who dragged him out of the gutter. And he ain't going to turn me down now when he's got the dough and knows there's bound to be more.
I don't know.
Listen, I give him a pretty good break on the money. He's got 7,000 bucks in cold storage. How's that for a kid who was in the gutter 2 years ago?
Where'd he come from?
Well, he ain't really got no home. He came from Chicago, and his mother canned him out of the house for being no good.
No.
She gave him a raw deal, I guess. He says he won't have anything to do with her unless she comes to him first.
He got dough?
Yeah, she got a pile of money, he says. So he says he ain't worrying about her.
Here he is coming in the door.
Sharp dresser.
Hmm.
That shirt cost him 22 bucks.
Why not? Orange silk.
Yeah. Hey, tell me, where you been? I've been looking all over for you.
Sit down, kid.
No time. I'm going down to the wharf to see them see them unload the fish.
This is Danny Boyle. He's going to be your trainer.
Hiya, Midge.
If you're a friend of Tommy's, you're okay with me.
Okay, okay.
Listen, Tommy, let me take 20, will you? I probably won't need it, but I don't like to be caught short.
20? I gave you 50 last night.
It's my money.
All right, here. But it won't cost you no 20 to look at them fish. You want me to go along?
No. You and Danny probably got a lot to say to each other. You know, training.
Listen, Midge, don't get lost. And you better get home about 4 o'clock and lay down for a while. You got a fight tonight.
I don't need no rest to beat this guy. You're doing up laying down with a both of them.
all right, Midge. Give my regards to the fish.
Waiting on baby?
Where have you been? You said the corner of Boylston and Tremont at 3 o'clock.
Well, it's only 3:15. Glad to see me.
You know I am, honey.
Well, let's go somewhere and get a drink, huh?
Were you supposed to?
Well, one drink ain't going to hurt me. I could murder that bum tonight, staggering drunk.
I bet you could. Haley wouldn't like it, though, would he?
Oh, Haley can go. I'm sick and tired of him hanging on my neck.
He does push you around, doesn't he, darling?
Nobody pushes me around.
Even me?
Well, it's different. Oh, honey.
Mitch. Mitch, myself.
All right. Come on. Come on. Let's get that drink.
Get the stool in there, Danny.
Come on, Mitch. Hey, give me the mouthpiece. No, no water.
What's the matter out there, Mitch? Your legs, bud, crossed twice before. What's the matter?
Nothing. I just don't feel so good.
Here's some clothing over the eye.
I can't breathe.
Where were you this afternoon?
What's it to you?
Came in half drunk. You were with that girl.
Now you're up.
You hang around that girl before a fight, and I'm through with you. Do you hear?
Don't worry.
You've got to knock him out, Midge. Do you hear?
Okay, okay.
I hope Cross tears your head off.
Hey, open your mouth.
I'll get him this round.
That no good bum.
He'll knock him out anyway.
Yeah, he will. There ain't no justice. Give it to him, Midge. The right. The right. Give it to him, the right.
Two, three, four.
We got him.
Five.
There ain't no justice.
Feeling, Midge?
Oh, it's a lousy sound, you all ain't. Too hot.
It'll cool off tonight.
Why do you book the fight up with the Dutchman up north somewhere?
Relax. The house is sold out.
It's too hot. Any sports writers down here in New York?
A couple. They figure they're going to see a new champion. You're so sure to win, even the experts know it.
Yeah.
You'll murder the Dutchman.
Yeah, sure. Any mail?
Yeah, here. Three letters.
Milwaukee. Who'd like meet Milwaukee?
Dear husband, I have wrote to you so many times and have got no answer. And I don't know if you have got them. I don't like to bother you with my troubles, and I wouldn't if it weren't for the baby. I'm not asking for myself, but the baby has not been well a day since last August. And the doctors told me she can't live much longer unless I give her better food. And that's not possible the way things are. Lou has not been working for a year. I'm not asking you to give me any money, but only you should send what I loaned. I think it amounts to about $36. Please try and send that amount, and it will help me. Your wife, Emma.
Money, money, money. You must think I'm made of money. Chicago. I suppose your woman's after it, too.
Dear Michael, Connie wanted me to write to say you must beat the Dutchman, and he's sure you will. It would help me to keep things going if you send me money now and then, when you can spare it. But if you can't send the money, please find time to write a letter. Only a few lines, and it will please Connie. Connie says, good luck, your mother, Ellen F. Kelly.
I thought so. They're all alike. Money, money, money. Tommy.
Yeah?
I'm going downstairs a while.
You come right back. And don't stop into the saloon.
Oh, don't worry. I haven't touched anything but 2 months. I'll be right back.
You're not drinking, honey.
Not left of the fight. I'll make up for it then.
Mm. You'll really beat him, won't you? Give him that little old left of yours in the nose.
Yeah, sure.
And don't you let him get to you, though, you hear, huh? I wouldn't want my baby's silly face all my time.
Oh, don't you worry. He won't lay a glove on me.
I wish I could have been with you. I miss you these 2 months.
No, I miss you.
Oh. I guess you love that Tommy Haley better than you do me. Or you wouldn't let him keep me away.
Oh, don't you worry, baby.
When you're camp, we can do what we want to, can't we, honey? We can tell Haley to go to the devil.
Yes, yes.
Honey, I sent you a telegram last Saturday.
Did you?
Didn't you get it? I'll need some more money. A couple of hundred.
Oh, you're all alike. Money, money, money.
What isn't much?
I sent you $300 last Sunday.
Oh, no, Mid, honey.
All right. I'll get it from Haley.
Did he have all your money?
He holds it for me.
You'll see me right after the fight.
Oh, don't worry.
And have the $300. Oh, you will, baby. You will, huh? Don't forget.
Yeah, figure it right, Tommy. Guess he's over the hill.
Yeah, Major Murderer. We'll carry him for a couple of more rounds.
Why not drop him now?
Build up a rematch. Okay, let's go, kid. Now listen, Major. Send him up a couple of rounds. We'll drop him in the trough. You get that?
Yeah, sure. I can lay him out right now.
I'll do the thinking. You carry him. Don't put him away until the 12th.
Okay.
You look great, boy.
Great. Well, why shouldn't I?
Okay, now, kid. You're making him look good this round. Let him hit you a couple of times, you hear?
Yeah, okay.
Left a message for me. What's up?
Did you hear from Goldberg on a boardwalk tour?
Sure, he came right over after you dropped the Dutchman. You got 15 weeks at 500, and we'll guarantee you 12,000 less commission.
Yeah? How much commission?
What do you mean? Like always, 25%.
Haley, 25% is a whole lot of money.
Well, I guess I got it coming, ain't I?
Well, I'll see how you figure it. I'll see how you work it to me.
Well, I didn't expect anything like this. I thought you were satisfied with the bargain, Mig. But I don't see where you could have gotten anybody else that would have did all I've done for you. You're champion, ain't you?
Yeah, sure, that's all right. You're going to lock me in fully. You got good money for it, didn't you?
I'm not kidding, but the big money's still ahead of us yet. If it hadn't been for me, you wouldn't have ever gotten grabbing distance.
I guess I could have got along all right. Who was it hung that left on a Dutchman's jaw, me or you?
Yeah, but you wouldn't have been in the ring with a Dutchman if it wasn't for the way I handled you.
Oh, this won't get us nowhere. The idea is just that you ain't worth no 25% now. It don't make no difference what come up a year ago.
I say it made a whole lot of difference.
Well, I say it don't, and I guess that just about settles it.
Now, look here, Mig. I thought I was fair with you. But if you don't think so, let's see what you think is fair. Let's get down to business and sign up a contract. What's your figure?
I ain't naming no figure. I'm just saying that 25% is too much. Well, what are you willing to take?
How about 20?
20 is too much.
Well, what ain't too much?
Well, Haley, I might as well give it to you straight. There ain't nothing that ain't too much.
You mean you don't want me at no figure?
That's the idea.
Midge, you're making a big mistake. You can't throw down your best friends and get away with it.
Yeah, sure, Haley, sure. Goodbye.
Listen, that lousy tramp will ruin you. She's been no good for you since the
first... You shut your mouth and get out of here before I have to carry you out. You've been sponging off me long enough.
Listen, Midge, listen.
Say one more word about that girl or anybody, anything else, and you'll get what the judgment got.
All right, Midge, all right. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't get sore now.
Mm-hmm. Now get up.
All right. All right.
Get out!
Did he go?
Yeah, I got rid of him.
Good boy.
Hey, get off.
Now I think you might give me that 25%.
Besides the 75% you're already getting?
Don't be an old grouch, man. You don't look pretty when you're grouchy.
It ain't my business to look pretty.
Wait till you see how I look with the stuff I bought this morning.
Oh, there's Haley 25% and then some.
Oh, Midge, you're the champion now.
Yeah, I guess so.
You love me?
Yeah, sure. Sure, I love you.
Midge, just 6 days till I'm at a champion, needs somebody who knows something about business. Well, you pick me, I'm Jerome Barrow. I have a 2-bit musical show going in Detroit, but I dropped it like a hot potato to pick up Midge when he booted Haley out. I got myself a contract, though. 25%. I wasn't going to take chances. Grace didn't like this idea much.
Midge, I don't understand it. To get rid of that Haley and to turn right around and sign a contract, giving away 25% again.
You don't understand. You've got to have a manager.
What for?
You just got it. Somebody's got to handle both the bookings and the next fight and all that.
I just don't like it. It seems like throwing money away.
Well, you already got me $100 more a week out of the Broadway tour.
You did?
Yeah. Ain't so bad, is it?
Who's not? Listen, Mick, I need a couple of hundred.
Again?
Well, it costs money living in a hotel.
Oh, that must be some hotel you're living in.
Oh, no, honey.
All right. I'll get you the money.
Midge, I'd like you to meet my wife. Louise, this is the champ.
How do you do, Mr. Kelly?
Where you been, Barrow? Where you been keeping her?
Oh, she was here in Milwaukee. I figured we were booked in here this week, so I didn't send for her.
You should have.
Jerry wrote me a great deal about you.
Good.
Oh, nothing bad. Now, don't worry, Midge.
Hey, how do you like her, huh?
Thumbed out.
Yeah.
Now, restrain yourself, Jerry. I'm not a Cadillac convertible.
Well, how do you like that, huh? Louise went to college.
Yeah,
she went to some college in Louisville.
I'm sure Mr. Kelly isn't interested in my educational background.
No. It's real interesting. You don't exactly look like no college girl.
She's been in a couple of musicals. Chicago Company. When we get to New York, I'm going to get her on Broadway, right, Louis?
We'll see when we get there. Mr. Kelly, it's been a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, sure. I guess you'll see a lot of each other, won't we?
I suppose so.
Yeah. Yeah, we all will. Just put the suit on the bed, boy. What's the matter?
Ned?
Lou, what do you want?
Guess you know.
What's the idea of coming in without knocking?
Came for Emma.
What does she want?
Listen, Midge, your wife's starving to death. Your baby's starving to death, and I'm starving to death, and you're dirty with money.
Listen, if it wasn't for you, I would never even seen your sister.
It's your baby. She hasn't got milk for the kid. What's that bathroom cost you? Enough to feed us for a month.
Do what?
heat out of you.
Oh. I ain't gonna. Somebody didn't want me to come.
He's getting smart.
I didn't tell her I was coming down here.
Listen, Hoosh. If you ain't man enough to hold a job, what's that to me?
I was sick. I've been sick for a year. They say I could get better. All I gotta do is rest and eat lots of good food. That's all I gotta do.
The best thing you could do is to keep away from me.
You give me some money and I'll go.
You will. Get up.
You give me some money. You give me something for him and your kid.
I'll give you. I'll give you. Take that home to your sister. You're lucky I didn't give you my left. I'd have killed you. If they did a stomach, I'd have broke your spine.
You're a very good dancer, Ned.
You haven't told her.
I suppose you have.
You're pretty good yourself.
Your friend doesn't seem to be very happy dancing with Jerry.
Grace? What's eating her?
Jerry isn't exactly a graceful dancer, but she's more upset about something else.
Yeah, what?
You and I?
Well, that's too bad. That's just too bad.
She looks very angry.
Yeah? Good. We're waiting for her to start something. Maybe tonight's the night.
I saw you pawn her.
I said, Jada.
I saw you dancing. If you'd been any closer, you'd been behind her.
Who asked you?
He's trying to pull off.
None of your business, is it?
You bet it's my business. Mine and Barrow's, and you cut it out.
Listen, have you got a mortgage on me or something? You talk like you was married.
We're going to be, and tomorrow's as good a time as any.
Yeah, just about. You got as much chance of marrying me tomorrow as the next day or next year. And that ain't no chance at all.
You'll find out.
You're the one that's got something to find out.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm married already.
That's a lie.
You think so, huh? I'll give you the address, 364 Sycamore Street. You go out there and introduce yourself to my wife.
You're kidding.
Oh, no. You know, you go there and ask Mrs. Michael Kelly, and if you don't find her, I'll marry you tomorrow morning before breakfast.
To me all this while.
You never asked me if I was married. What's more, what difference did it make to you? You got the dough, didn't you? Huh? Come on, kid. I want to meet Barrow and his wife.
Now, I'm going with you. You're not going to get rid of me now.
Yes, I am, too. And when I leave town tomorrow night, you're going to stay right here. If I see where you're going to make a fuss, I'll put you in a hospital where they'll keep you quiet.
Ned!
You can get your stuff tomorrow morning, I'll slip you $100, and then I don't want to see no more of you. And don't try to tag along now. I'll just have to add another KO to the old record.
You're going away with her. You're going away with that no good lousy.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't tell nobody. It's a secret.
Kelly's manager's here.
Oh. Hi, Wally.
Hi, Len. And you're going to give us the stomach piece, huh?
Yeah, that's what Charlie wants.
Sure. He's a champagne made, great champagne. Well, what do you want?
Now, let's see what you got, and then I'll try to fix up something. How long have you been managing it?
Oh, just a couple of weeks. He fired Jerry Barrow. Well, Midge is a regular decent kid, you know what I mean? He don't know the meaning of bad habits. Never tasted liquor in his life. Probably gets sick at the sight of it. Clean living put him where he's at. You get what I mean? Only trouble we have with him is getting him to light into these poor bums they match him up with. Scared to death he'll hurt somebody. You get what I mean?
Now, how about Milton?
He's tickled to death of this match because everybody says Milton can take it. Mitch will be able to cut loose a little this time. Last two bouts, he said the guys had no business in the ring with him. He was holding back all the while for fear he'd kill somebody. You get what I mean?
Is he married?
Oh, sure. You ought to hear him rave about them kids he's got. Their family's up in Canada in their summer home. Midge is just wild to get up there with him.
How many children has he?
Oh, I don't know. Four or five, I guess. All boys. And every one a dead ringer for their dad.
Is his father living?
No. The old man died when he was a kid. But he's got a grand old mother out in Shaw. They're the first ones he thinks about after his match. Them and his wife and kids. Why, he sends the old lady $1,000 after every fight.
And he's going to buy her a new home as soon as they pay him off for this fight.
How about his brother? He going in for fighting?
Sure. Mitch says he'll be champion before he's 20 years old. Yes, sir, they're a fighting family. You know what I mean? Fella come to Mitch in Milwaukee, once wanted him to throw a fight. Mitch gave him such a tremor in the street that he couldn't go on that night. That's the kind it is, you know what I mean? Square as a die, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you got enough on that?
Yeah, I got enough. Thanks, Wallace.
Okay. When'll it be in? This Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send you tickets for the Milton fight. Well, gotta go up to the commissioner's office. So long, lad.
So long, Wally. You believe that Bush war? No. Why don't you do it, Len? Why don't you really write up Mitch Kelly? Oh, it's an idea. He called his mother in Chicago. Talk to his brother, his wife, maybe a couple of managers he had along the way.
You gonna do it?
No. Now, what's the use? Suppose you dug up the dirt, Charlie wouldn't print it. He didn't want to see him knocked. He's champion.
You have been listening to the NBC Star Playhouse production of Champion by Ring Lardner, starring James Cagney.
The NBC Star Playhouse on Tuned to Yesterday from January 3rd, 1954. James Cagney, the star, in a story that was adapted several times on radio, on the Screen Director's Playhouse in 1950, and on the Hollywood soundstage with Kirk Douglas in 1952. And that wraps up this hour of drama on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levanier. Thanks for tuning in.